I'm John Moinkle inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On Monday in girls tennis, Iowa Falls Alden beat South Hardin 7-2. On today's schedule in girls tennis, Dyke-New Hartford will be at Columbus Catholic. Grundy Center will be at South Tama County. Hampton-DuMont-Cal will host Nevada. And Iowa Falls Alden will host Webster City. The Hampton-DuMont-Cal girls tennis team will return to action today by hosting Nevada. They'll play their second home meet of the season after opening with a 9-0 loss to Applington-Parkersburg last week. The singles lineup features three seniors in the top three spots. Autumn Jansen has played at number one singles, followed by Yessi Valenzuela at number two and Ruby Zamorano at number three. They also have some younger players stepping into varsity roles. Freshman Delilah McGuire and eighth grader Daisy Zamorano have both seen time in singles competition. Nevada enters the meet searching for its first win after losses to Grundy Center and Knoxville. The first serves will be at 4:15 p.m. at Progress Park. The Applington-Parkersburg football team is working through preseason practices under first-year head coach Zach Fonts. Taking over a program that has been in and out of the playoffs the last several seasons, he hopes to build on an already strong foundation.
One of the really special things is just like there are so many wonderful things in place. We have unbelievable school leadership. Not every place is like that, but you know, here I've found that, you know, from our superintendent to our principal to our AD, everybody wants to be good. And wants to be good at everything. And I think that's a really important thing to have from the top down is we got high standards and high expectations in this district, and that's for everybody. And so that just kind of flows down from the top. So I think a lot of great culture things have already been established here, you know, and then I'm just, you know, kind of coming in trying to do the things in the football program, you know, that I believe in. And so first off, I tell our kids all the time, it's really three things. It's, you know, be tough and physical, play really hard, and be united, you know, be together.
They have several key contributors on offense to build around. Mason Prusiner and Devin Eberhard are back at running back and are likely to provide a bulk of the ground attack. Four of last year's top five receiving leaders are back, including Wes Shirk, who led the team in receptions and receiving yards. Along with the returning talent, Fonts has seen a lot of depth, especially on the offensive line.
I've been really, really impressed with the depth that we have. You know, I think some of that depth obviously comes from the amount of guys that we had buy in this summer and be in the weight room and be working and being at the stuff. You know, we'll be pretty upper class, senior led on the offensive line. But I do think we got a couple underclassmen that are really good players that can be in the mix. And I think the really neat thing about where we're at is, you know, on the offensive line, I think we could play up to seven or eight guys in a varsity game on a Friday night on the offensive line. So, you know, I mean, you know, some of those guys will also play defense, obviously. And so I think our ability that we have with the talent of this group and the work ethic and the toughness of this group is we can kind of rotate some guys through and stay fresh and kind of hopefully keep coming at you.
They'll begin the season by hosting Grundy Center on Friday, August 28th. 2026-27 will be the final school year for AGWSR in the North Iowa Cedar League before joining the Iowa Star Conference in 2027-28. A member of the league since the school's founding in the 1999-2000 school year, it'll conclude a 28-year tenure. AD Dave Showalter says preparations for joining a new conference are already underway.
A lot of history there and a lot of traditions with some of the other schools in the NICL. Certainly a lot of friends there. I've enjoyed working with the ADs and the schools in the NICL and the competitions that we've had there. Excited for a new opportunity with the Iowa Star Conference. Met with them for the first time last week. Lots of good people there. Lots of new names that I'm going to need to work on. But yeah, I don't think I'm going to quite get the farewell tour that Mike Krzyzewski got his final year, but it'll be fun to kind of wrap up this part of AGWSR and get ready to start a new one there.
While conference play will be different, Showalter says plans are in place to continue playing some NICL schools in non-conference matchups, keeping some traditions alive.
Not going to be a complete goodbye to the NICL. I mean, there's a lot of schools that we've already spoken to about, hey, we'd still like to play you now, non-conference. A lot of, you know, history and tradition there with some schools from NICL West, and you don't want to completely lose those. You know, close by, always, you know, competitive, fun matchups in a number of sports and good people there too. So want to continue to work with them, but also know that it's going to be moving on to the Iowa Star and all the stuff that will entail.
AGWSR will join Nashua Plainfield and North Butler among the new members of the Iowa Star, which will include 19 schools. The new division alignment is still being finalized. A new era is underway for West Fork volleyball as Jacqueline Sanders takes over the program as the head coach. Sanders enters her first season looking to establish a foundation that can carry the Warhawks well beyond the fall. She says the immediate focus is on developing fundamentals while beginning to build the program she envisions for the future.
Build on the basics is what I'll say. I want to make West Fork a volleyball dynasty, and it's got to start somewhere. So we're going to start not quite from scratch because we have some really good athletes, but definitely start building the program that I want to have in the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years.
They spent the summer gaining experience through scrimmages at Mason City, Lake Mills, and St. Ansgar, along with a team camp. Sanders also used those opportunities to move players into unfamiliar positions and develop more versatility throughout the roster. Several starting positions are available after the Warhawks graduated multiple seniors from last year's team. Sanders says returning experience will not guarantee anyone a spot in the lineup.
I am effort, attitude, and then how good you are. So as long as you have a good effort, good attitude, you come to practice every day, willing to work hard. So I would say, yeah, every single position is open. They're all going to be earned. Nothing's going to be given to you.
They'll begin the season by hosting Hampton Dumont Cal on Monday, August 24th. This has been Radio On the Go Sports. I'm John Moenkall.